Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
January 6th hearings had some lady that was a Secret Service person for Trump. I forget her name. It's not even worth saying her name. But she claimed that Donald Trump, President Trump, grabbed the wheel of the beast. You know what the beast is, right? The big limo that's hardened so it can take missile strikes and, you know, massive gunfire and all this. And Trump, she wants people to believe, was so incensed that the Secret Service driver on the detail wouldn't do what he wanted. He grabbed the wheel and he was... Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. When did D.C. become Hollywood? I always knew this. I've said this many times. D.C. is Hollywood for ugly people. But I did not know these guys would actually make up stories like this. I shouldn't say that. I know they make up stories. I know they blatantly lie to us. They've lied to us about Russian collusion. They lied to us about Joe Biden's essentially extortion of Ukraine on camera and tried to make that Trump's deal. They've lied to us about the election. I guarantee you with 100% assurance the Democrats cheated in the election. I have seen enough. First of all, my common sense tells me, but beyond common sense, I've seen data that I can promise you, my audience, that listens to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They cheated. 100%. And they cheated cleverly. They did things in ways that will blow your mind. Verifiable. Things that were never done in any other election. I'll give you an example, one that you probably are scratching your head on. Were you confronted with Sharpies when you went into your precinct? Never in my life in any election have we used a Sharpie, and it's for obvious reasons. Bleed through. They use a Sharpie. And I remember walking in going, what's with the Sharpies? Oh, no, it's okay. It won't bleed through. And I did it on the ballot. I just said, let me have a piece. And it bled through. I was like, it does bleed through. But it's okay. The machine understands, blah, 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 blah. That's one. Have you ever in your life, have you gone SAT test? Distributed, given to kids all over the country every year, ACT tests. Have you ever seen a standardized test that used a Sharpie? Anyone? Now tell me, why did we do it in this election? And I could go on. The revelations, I promise you guys, when you see mules, beyond the mules, you are going to see how the Democrats cheated, and we are going to tell you how you must stop them. This is what we're going to do, and we got to get this movie out before the first of the year. Anyway, that's what's going on. So, January 6th hearings, they want us to believe that Donald Trump is so reckless that he grabbed the beast, the wheel of the beast. No president in history... Even the stupid ones like Joe Biden would dare try to, I've seen pictures of the beast and where the president sits. If he could grab the steering wheel, he must be Stretch Armstrong, because you have to have arms that are 8 feet long to be able to grab the wheel. Nor would he ever do it. But this is the level of fantastical lying that the Democrats have now resorted to. They need you to believe that January 6th was real. Oh, my gosh. We were in fear for our lives. Not a gun is... Oh, by the way, they want you to believe that Donald Trump said, no, let people in. Get rid of the magnetometers so we can let people up front that have guns. This Secret Service agent that apparently wanted to be on Trump's detail even after he left the White House now appears to be a disgruntled leftist chick. A veritable... Christine Blasey Ford, if you will. And now she's, oh, Trump, he was terrible. He was this. He was reckless. He didn't want the magnetometers. He wanted guns. He wanted an insurrection. Let me tell you something, folks. if we want to take over this country with our guns, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell this to all the bureaucrats. If we want to take over this country, we can take over this country. It's that simple. I know people are out there going, well, Kevin, we have a strong military. We have all these different things. I will repeat. If we want, if the gun owners and the patriots want to take over this country, we can do it within a week. I'm telling you right now, we are 60 to 70% of this country, and there's enough people on the other side that would sympathize and say, you know what? We get it. We understand why you're doing it, and would be supportive. That is their fear, and that is why they are cheating in these elections, and that is why I promise you, as God is my witness, they will not stop until they get your guns. And I don't mean just your handgun, just your rifles, your assault rifles. They want your guns. And let me tell you what Donald Trump did, whether you want to believe it or not, and I'm doing a piece on this because I said Donald Trump does the impossible. And I don't, again, I come back to this idea, folks, I don't care. You know, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Trumper or you're a never-Trumper, I don't care what side of the, you know, where in the spectrum you are on that. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump did the impossible. He started out, and here's how I began it. I said, Barack Obama challenged Trump. He said, save Kerry. Hey, what's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? And Donald Trump apparently waved his magic wand, he saved Carrier. And here was the biggest issue, that the biggest point I wanted to make about that when I said it at the time. I said, what Barack Obama thought took magic, Trump did as a matter of, this is just what you should be doing. There was no magic in this for Trump. So not only did he do that, what did he do? I go on to talk about the things he did. He says, well, I tell you what, we're going to bring manufacturing back. Barack Obama says it's impossible. Trump did it. It wasn't like, ooh, that's going to be so difficult to do. I got to get with Congress. How are we going to bring manufacturing back? He just did it. It's that simple. He goes, you know what? They fiddle screw around here. I'm going to make it happen. And he did it. I say he Nike'd it. He just did it. And then what do you do next? He goes on, he says, I tell you what, I can bring peace to the Middle East. So he gets Israel and I believe Saudi Arabia first to recognize one another. Something nobody else is able to do. Then what did he do? He says, we'll recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And he did it. Then he moved our office, our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Something everybody else talked about. You know, we want to know what Trump did? He Nike'd it. He just did it. And this is what vexes the left and what Biden's problem is. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have to convince America that something bad happened in the previous election, and it's for one reason, to cover up their absolute criminal activities. Things that will be shocking to you when we bring them out. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I love this country. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't care about your political ideology, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever. Don't vote. I don't care. All I care about is that you care about your fellow man. And that you seek the truth. Honestly, that's it. Do you want liars around you? Do you want scoundrels around you, people that are always plotting against you? Or do you want people that you can feel like there's a level of trust? And I'm not telling you to trust anybody 100%, because we're humans. We're all fallible. But you want to have certain levels of trust. And I don't, with Democrats, you can't have it. You flatly can't. I tell people this all the time. I don't mean I'm not going to mince words, but I don't mean any harm when I say it. It's just the truth. Don't have a Democrat as a mate. Don't raise Democrat kids. If you see it in them, beat it out of them, metaphorically. Don't have a Democrat as a partner, a business partner. Don't have a Democrat as a friend. They make bad friends. Democrats are horrible people, evil to their rotten cores, and sometimes they don't even know it. They think they're, I'm being supportive of you, Kevin, until the times get tough. Conservatives will stay with you. They will stay with you with the understanding that you are a fallible human being. And by the way, this is the problem we have selling religion to people on the other side. They think that they want to say we're the sanctimonious ones. You know what we say as religious people? You want to know what we really stand for? We tell people, you know what? I'm a liar. I'm a cheapskate. I'm a scoundrel. I'm undeserving of the work of the grace that God gives me every day. But I work at it. We are the ones who admit our flaws. We are the ones who accept our flaws and accept the flaws of others. And you know what? We can't even sell that. The religious community is looked at as, oh, look at those freaks over there. Yeah, look. Okay, we've got our freaks. But who's got the bigger freaks? Here's what I'm trying to say to you people, you God-fearing, you know, Christ followers, if you are, Judeo-Christian value, whatever you want to call it, however you label yourself in your religious journey. Let me tell you something. You represent the flaws of man. And you should be able to readily admit these flaws and bring people in. You should, when you're meeting somebody, they say, man, you religious people, and you go, yeah, I got to tell you what. We are horrible people. We're horrible. We do not deserve the grace that God gives us every day. But you know what we aren't? We're not going to judge you. We're going to accept you. We are willing to look at you at face value. If you are willing to be who you are, to be, don't give me your double talk. I tell this story all the time about it when I went to a men's ministry, and this guy says, you know, I got to tell you guys something about myself. He goes, everybody, you know, I just want to start this thing off right. And he goes, I'm a sex addict. And our jaws drop. And he goes on to tell his story. And we're looking at each other going, you know what? If this brother can, it was a white dude, but you know, if this brother in Christ can say what he just said and tell his story and open up like that to us, he set the tone. Don't be in here being fake. You know, admit your fallacy. It's the only way you get better. And we do it. We come the closest to doing it of any human being, any humans in America, because the people who follow religious doctrine say, look, I'm not going to be a fake to you. It was some, I had to discipline my son one day, or maybe his mom did, but the point is this. He had his buddy over at the house, and he hadn't done something. And we got after him like there was nobody in the house. And when we went to see at baseball, I said something to him. I went up to him at the cage, and I said, hey. And he gave me a little bit of lip. I said, you do realize that I have no problem disciplining you anywhere, right? And the little kid that was at our house, the boy that was winning, went, yeah, I can vouch for that. Well, I'm not changing who I am because you're in my home or we're in public. If you need discipline, you're going to get it. Then and there. And people can look at you, oh, I can't believe he called this kid out. Yeah, well, you discipline your way, I'll discipline mine. And let me tell you something, people. We need to be disciplining these Democrats. These absolute, as I say, the worst kids in the world. Democrats. They are now pushing to convince Americans that Joe Biden received the most votes of any president in American history. And why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he get the most votes? After all, he accomplished nothing in his 40-plus years leading up to the big cheat. Joe Biden in the Senate was a buffoon. People laughed at this clown. He was the worst. Obama picked him up out of the ashes because he needed a bigger clown than him. Then he is technically what I should have said. But let me just say this. Accomplishing nothing ranks high in Democrat credentials. That's why they pad their resumes. After all that Biden has done in his career, it amounts to nothing. Now, he talks a big game, Hardly a piece of legislation. I mean, Biden, when he was in debates, I sponsored the legislation. That legislation has my name. I sponsored the legislation. Well, there was hardly anything that was not authored by Biden. And how do we know? Because he told us over and over and over. And we know Joe Biden's word is bond. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Corn Pop. Don't make me go into the Corn Pop story. He was a bad dude. Joe Biden, pathological liar, and the Democrats doted on him, cheated. And I'm going to tell you, I can say cheated him into office. And let me tell you, they can kick me off social media, whatever. I know with 100%, not 99.99999999, 100% certainty that Joe Biden cheated. He didn't, but the system did. And when we show you the ways, boy, I tell you, we're going to blow your mind. Because mine was. Mine's been blown. And people that know me are going, Kevin, I can't wait. Yeah, well, go to the website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. If you want to help us make this documentary, great. We got our first big installment of cash to go make the movie, the film. And like Bleeding Blue, this one's going to be spectacular as well. Anyway, after the biggest election theft in history, Democrats got their brain-damaged clown in the office. And the results are what you expected. There is nothing new in what you expected. Biden is essentially the Obamacare for all policies. It's a big failure. It's a money grab. It does nothing. Obamacare gives you insurance that you can't use, that most people can't afford to use. And it's supposed to have done everything right for, what did it do? It raised all the rates for everybody. It's a big fat money grab. That's all it is. Immediately, Biden undid Donald Trump's successful policies. Example, remain in Mexico. It's all he had to do, and we wouldn't have this invasion. More when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 ruling that the Biden administration can cancel the Trump-era Remain in Mexico program, which required authorities to either jail asylum applicants from Central America or deny them entry into the United States until their cases are resolved. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick reacts to the ruling on Fox News.
So this is a terrible decision for America, and we alone in Texas are spending $4 billion this year in border security. We normally spend about $400 million. But we're not going to suggest packing the court. We're not going to try to burn down the cities because we don't like the decision. We're not going to change the filibuster rule. We're going to respect this decision and fight to overturn it.
On Thursday, Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as the first black woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court. USA Radio News. Inflation in the United States hit over 8.6% year over year, a 40-year high. During a press conference at the NATO summit in Madrid, President Biden acknowledges the high inflation.
I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of inflation, but inflation is higher in almost every other country. Prices in the pump are higher in almost every other country.
The president's comments not exactly true. Among the G7 nations, Germany's most recent inflation rate was 7.9%. The United Kingdom's was 7.8, Italy's and Canada's were 6.8, and France's was 5.2. As states move to ban or regulate abortion following the Dobbs decision, many companies have announced they will pay for employees to travel to get an abortion. For example, Dick's Sporting Goods has pledged to provide up to $4,000 in travel reimbursements to any employee, spouse, or dependent enrolled in its medical plan seeking an out-of-state abortion. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Everything Joe Biden and the Democrats, the leftists touch, fails. It's almost as if they're cursed, but the curse is themselves. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I feel like it may seem at times when people listen to the program, Kevin, it's a broken record. It's not, because we certainly make it very interesting and entertaining, but it is the same rinse and repeat. Joe Biden's a failure. Leftism fails. There's nothing new there. But what we will do, what I will do, is I'm going to put it into context of how bad it's failing and why it's failing, because you need to be able to explain this. And so you guys know, I don't know if you saw this number, 1.1 million people, they say, have switched from Democrat to Republican. And I don't know who's doing the survey or whatever. Saw a headline, 1.1 million. I can practically guarantee you won't have 1,000 people who switch from Republican to Democrat. Not 1,000. We are 1,000 to 1, if not more, better than the Democrats in moving people over. And let me tell you, here's the deal. It isn't that we're doing something special. We just are who we are. That is the hallmark of conservatism, is be who you are. I proudly stand for life. Proudly. I'm pro-choice in the sense that I can't tell anybody else what to do, but I proudly stand for life. I believe every child deserves to be born. And there are people, what are you going to do with the overcrowding and all the wealth, all these things are going to happen. So what you're telling me is you're building utopia, but you say, no, we can't handle utopia. You claim that Democrats claim that they're building a utopia, but they only want utopia for certain people, and they get to pick and choose. And you know who they're picking and choosing? Non-blacks. Why do you think Planned Parenthood is in black neighborhoods? Those that are picking and choosing are telling you, we don't want blacks. Now, I can see it, and I know many of you can see it, and I'm not trying to racialize it. I'm just giving you the statistical facts. If 41% of the abortions are happening between 12 to 13% of the population of women, I know something's up. There's a scam being run. And so aside from the idea that babies deserve to be born, there's also a few other things that I want known. I wanted you to know that it's racist what these people are doing, because they would be saying it about us. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats want us to believe that Joe Biden is a success, despite the abject failure. And let me tell you why Joe Biden failed. His role was to come in and undo everything that Donald Trump did. That was what they wanted him to do. Trump's successful policies. Remain in Mexico. We had the border crossings down to less than 1,000 per week. And now it's 52,000 a week again. Now, how many weeks would have to go, would you need to see that, wait a minute, there's an invasion happening versus when you were saying remain in Mexico? Mexico was happy to do it. Donald Trump had negotiated a deal and said, look, we give you a lot of money. We bring a lot of value to you as a neighbor and as a citizen of the, as a country and, you know, citizens of the world. You're going to help us here. And Mexico obliged. And Joe Biden goes, no, forget it, because that's what he was paid to do. That's why Joe Biden isn't in jail. That's why Hunter Biden isn't in jail. This is payback, reparations, white privilege, call it whatever you want. But this is why Joe Biden's untouchable right now. So, incompetence at the border, intentional. Then he left Americans behind in Afghanistan, violating the number one rule of military. Leave no man behind. America. That is our credo. Leave no man behind. And the icing on the cake was this knucklehead. The commander in grief got 13 Marines killed in his botched evacuation where he looked like he ran with his tail between his legs. So now, what do you think the world sees America? Oh boy, America takes care of its people. In the 1980s, when I was traveling the world a lot, the one thing that you could count on was that American passport, man. The minute you showed that, people said, respect. Well, that respect is going. Under Trump, it was back. When I was in Paris, people, as soon as they detected I was an American, they were like, whoa, it was back. I had a Muslim guy in an Uber tell me, we like your president. This is a Muslim in an Uber in Paris, France, telling me, we cannot stand Macron. We like Donald Trump. Anyway, Joe Biden's foreign policy was on fire. He was, Iran's going to get nukes. Our trade policy is in shambles again. Manufacturing jobs are being lost. And I could go on. And it was just amazing. And so then Joe Biden says, well, you know what? Now that the world is on fire, I'll focus on the American economy. He killed the American economy by shutting it down for the largest money grab in the history of the world. Biden spent $6 trillion to save Americans from a cold virus. He ruined businesses. He ruined all types of celebrations, you know, and I've gone through them. And under the guise that he was doing us a favor. Enough, right? Yeah, I don't need to document all the failures of Biden because it would read longer than War and Peace. But understand this. The polls show the results of the big cheat. Biden has decimated his party. The Democrats are in shambles. So much so that the only way Democrats can win an election, you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again, is to cheat. Do we have that clip of that lady? I think she's a black chick, and she's saying, look, guys, we got to infiltrate. We got to do whatever. Do we have that clip?
We need some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side. And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can push some from the inside out. We got to take back some of these seats, especially in these local elections. We need a group of sleepers. And I still got to struggle to raise money for my campaign. Where the f*** is my black people with money? I don't care about no dope money. Give me that dope boy money. Where the duffel bag boys? Find you somebody in your family that don't even know you donating to my campaign and put that shit under their name. Honestly, these ain't the same type of black people that I grew up around. I don't recognize these black people. So, I don't black because I don't understand the type of black that they are. Now, can I talk intelligently? Can I could be, listen, I can move in all kind of circles, but I'm a I love black people. I feel safest around my people. I'm very much a in a lot of ways, but I know how to turn it off and turn it on. You know, I know how to be in certain spaces. You know, you gotta be able to turn it off and turn it on. We need some folks that can wear all black at night and take their yard signs down when they sleeping. We ain't gotta make a bunch of noise about it. We ain't gotta go live about it. Just don't say shit. Just like when somebody drop money and you pick it up. You pick that shit up and keep walking.
Welcome back, everybody. That was a Democrat who's running for an office somewhere in South Carolina. And she says, we need some secret sleepers. We need them to run on the other side. See, what's funny, it cracks me up about leftism is they can watch their side be losing. They can watch their side's policies devastate people. And they will still plot against you. Hillary Clinton, I talked about this the other day. Hillary Clinton recognizes that Joe Biden is spending way too much time on transgender issues and all this nonsense. And she won't change her party. She'll act as if, oh, well, we've got to get away from that so we can get other people in, so we can continue doing the devastation to the country that Joe Biden's doing. If he would just stop with the transgender stuff. Then he could just focus on continuing with inflation, continuing with high gas prices and all the other things. And let me put it this way. How do you wake somebody up when they're in that mindset? I'm not asking it rhetorically. I know how to do it. What I'm telling you is that the Republicans can't. Even as Democrats are talking to themselves about what needs to happen, there's not a Republican going, you do realize how stupid you sound, right? This woman is telling you, I can't raise any money for my campaign. Why? Because nobody trusts you. Nobody believes in you. And she claims she can walk in all the circles, but she can't raise money. Then what does she do? She says, get me some of that dope money. She's fine with you getting her dope money. Go get money from your, go steal from your family and give it to me. Then she says, where are the duffel bag boys? These are the guys that will drop money in your campaign, and you don't have to tell people where it came from. And at the very end, she tells you, if somebody drops money, you just bend over, pick it up, and you keep walking. As a Democrat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats must cheat to win. They must plot to win. Here is this South Carolina woman who's running for some office who is telling somebody. And by the way, the guy she's talking to, he's a prisoner. This call is being recorded. And she doesn't realize all the calls to prisoners are recorded. She's talking to some dude in prison. I don't know who he is. Like, is he her boyfriend or, you know, or just some confidant or whatever. But she puts this out for real. And here's what she had to say. We're not going to play the whole clip because we played it in the previous segment. But here's a piece of it.
We need some secret sleepers. Like, we need them to run as the other side, even though they're for our side. And we need them to win.
Right.
We need people to run as Republicans in these local elections. And this is the only way you're going to change the dynamics in South Carolina. We can battle them in public all day. As long as we know we're working for the same goal, for me, I feel like, y'all, we need sleepers. When we get enough of us in there, we can wreak havoc for real from the inside out. Then we can flip some from the inside out.
Then we can flip some beep from the inside out. Here's what she's telling you. She's telling you we can't win. We can't win on our own. The only way we can win is if we pretend to be in agreement with the same people. Insanity cannot win. This is South Carolina. Look, Kevin, it's red, it's red. This is a black chick running in a region where she should have all the advantages. Heavily black population. She's running. She's not running in some country town. She's running in a city. And what she's saying is our policies don't sell. So in order for us to sell a policy, we've got to cheat, and they want sleepers. And that's why I tell you guys all the time. Oh, Kevin, I converted from being a Democrat to a Republican. Don't act like that's a badge of honor to me. See, let me explain something about Kevin Jackson. I have never been stupid enough to be a Democrat. That's me. So there's no conversion story. I'm not Sheriff Clark. I'm not Candace Owens. I'm not a lot of these people that convert. I knew what I stood for from a very early age. And you know what? No offense, but that should have a lot more meaning. Now, I'm not going to tell you. Look, if I were walking in the same circles as Candace Owens and some of these other people, I would be as popular, if not more popular. But I'm not choosing to do that. And I think partly I'm going to give you guys some dirty laundry. There are people that don't want me to do that because there are Republicans, believe it or not, who don't want certain voices heard. I know that it seems like, Kevin, are you serious? Yes, I'm very serious. Now, you know, I'm the hoarding, you know, the little who that made everybody know that Whoville was there. But so we're getting the word out. But I'm not going to get out there and be all, I'm not going to go flamboyant all Hollywood. Ooh, y'all better notice me up in here. I'm not doing that. It's up to the audience that listens to me that says, Kevin, let's do it. I gave a speech the other day. I played it for pro-life. And right before the SCOTUS made the decision, and the lady that put it together called me the day before, literally had hours. I put the speech together. I read it because I didn't have a chance to go over it, but it was fine. But a guy came up to me later. He goes, dude, you can absolutely write. He goes, your ideas were amazing. And I was thankful to him. I said, I appreciate that, but it came from the heart. And it's funny to have, there were probably 16 people that walked up to me after and said, man, that was powerful. Powerful. And that's what God gives me. Now, I'm not going to go spread the word. It's not for me, oh, Kevin gave an amazing pro-life speech. If you like what I do, spread what I do. That's what we're supposed to do. But we do it humbly. I've got an interview we're going to be playing with Clay Clark. We had to tape it. And Clay, you know, I was introducing his credentials, and he says, Kevin, let me stop. I want to just disagree with one thing. I am one person doing exactly what each of you. I said, you don't have to go there. My audience already knows I feel the same way. I am no better than they. I will return their calls, return their messages. I do everything I can to help my audience understand they are just as important as I am. And in fact, they're more important. Because they are the ones who say, I've got a circle of friends. I know somebody, whatever. I know a lot of people. I do. But I don't sit around going, oh, this friend of mine could help me do this. And this friend of mine, ooh, he's got money. Or she's really got this. I don't do that. You're my friends. Now, I'll tell you what I need. And if you respond, great. I have some of you, God love you. You send me notes, Kevin, I tried to donate to you on the Backstage Club, man. I couldn't get it. What's going on? I want to give you the money. You know, and I so love you folks. Because you're, most people would go, well, I tried. But these are people that go, no, man, Kevin, I'm going to help you. And let me let you know I can't do it unless you fix it. Okay, great. I'll get my team on it. Anyway, let me get back. I'm going to pivot back here. The whole reason for this hour has been to explain to you guys how much the Democrats hate themselves, how much they hate their party leaders, how much they so want to be you that they're willing to switch over so they can trick you. They don't like your policies. This black chick in South Carolina doesn't like that you don't believe in critical race theory. That you believe this country provides opportunity for everybody. That you don't buy into color-based, you know, identity, you know, nonsense. That you want people to be measured by the content of their character. And I could go on. She doesn't like any of that. How dare you? How dare you white people continue running America like a meritocracy? You can't spell meritocracy without America. Well, without Mara. Anyway, I highlight these things to show you that they want to be you. They want to have your clout. That lady is saying, we can't win unless we adopt your views, unless we pretend to be you. That's why I tell you, keep your eye out for him. Don't get fooled. Now, going back to Biden, nobody wants him. Mr. Popular. Mr. 81 million votes. Mr. I can beat Trump anytime, any day of the week. Yeah, as long as they cheat, he can beat anybody. Joe Biden is invincible. He could have beaten 2008 Obama with what they did for him to beat Trump. But let me tell you something. That is the only way he could do it. Well, you want to know how I know? Because the proof comes from their own mouths. This is Democratic Congresswoman. She's been redistricted. She's now she's a D plus one, which means she's barely ahead. Her name is Nicole Spanberger. She wants no part of Biden in her campaign. Here's the clip.
Redistricting happened this year. You're not the only one that's looking at a different district than the one you first ran in. According to the Cook Political Report, it is a toss-up, a Democratic toss-up. A D-plus-one district now is what they are calling it. And, you know, I wonder, as you look across the board, do you think that you'll have President Biden come and campaign with you in that district?
I intend to do the campaigning myself. I am the candidate. It's my name on the ballot.
Okay, then. I intend to do the campaigning myself. I am the candidate. It is my name on the ballot. Said nobody endorsed by Donald Trump ever. Every one of them would want a Trump rally, Trump to come to town. You want to know why I know? Because if Trump comes to town on your behalf, you're not going to get dozens of people. You're not going to get hundreds of people. You're going to get thousands of people. You're going to get earned media. You're going to get things out of this that you can't get anywhere else. You're going to get a buzz. What she's saying, without saying it, is, I don't want Joe Biden anywhere near me. He is a hindrance to my campaign. She is distancing herself. And she's not the only one. We had a clip of AOC, and they asked her, do you endorse Biden to be president in 2024? And she was, can't seem to locate the clip, but essentially AOC was asked directly, are you going to support Biden in 2024? Oh, we have more important things. We have the midterms and all this. It's a simple thing to say. Do you support the president that is serving you right now? Yes, I do. And yeah, I know he's got issues to overcome, whatever, but I support what he's doing. She couldn't even say that. Because Democrats know this. They know that Joe Biden was put in a cheat. They have to watch their tongue and what they say. And in these barely watched January 6th hearings, they know that Americans know the thing. They know the thing. You know the thing? Biden has always been damaged goods, and the Democrats are going to pay for their corruption in the midterms, and they're going to pay again in 2024. You mark my words.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.